SBI Media with Holly Bateman Moore. She is a longtime resident of Etna. The Etna Ward there, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Chapel there, will be coming down, a new structure being built. Holly has all the memories. For how many years, Holly, as you join us here on SBI?
In June, it will be 55 years in that ward building.
Where do you start with memories after 55 years?
At my age, you've forgotten most of them anyway.
But think about the people, think about the changes in the building. Let's start maybe with how that structure, the building's changed. You look at some of the pictures, there was even buildings before that, but this particular building, give us kind of some highlights of the changes with that building.
It was dedicated the end of October in 1950. That was before I was born. And I've got an original program from, you know, what they said and what they did, and the dedication of that building. And everyone loves that building.
The memory and the histories. Think about the people that came through there and that you knew over those years. If you could reflect on some of the people that have been a part of the Etna community, the Etna Ward, over those years.
Ruth and Wilfred Clark, they were longtime residents. Alta and Clyde Wolfley, and Alta is still with us.
Right.
She is 102.
Think Etna, you
I
think
remember
Alta and Clyde, yeah.
You do, and Don and Elma Corsai,
oh, yes.
And AC and Janelle Stottmiller, and
these are all great Etna names.
And they're all, yes.
And you knew them all those years.
I knew them all those years, and they're all gone now except Alta. And, of course, there's all the Bateman clan and all the Wolfley clan and all the Roberts clan.
Yeah, a lot of families go through there. Any particular memories of the Etna Ward, the communities, the activities that you'd like to highlight?
Oh, we used to have a ward reunion during the summer every year. It was out in the picnic shelter, which
right.
I'm sure is going to be gone.
Yes, all of it goes. Just to reflect on this so people understand, it's the building is coming down, and a big building that is going up that will house up to four congregations called wards and a regional office called a stake center. But you watched that building develop in different stages along the way. Maybe just a few highlights of that.
In 1978, they decided to add on to the building because there weren't enough classrooms, and people started moving into the ward, and they needed more room. So we raised money doing all sorts of fundraising projects, and then we
raised
did
raise money for construction.
For the construction.
Whereas now they just build them.
Where now they
but
just
you
build
money.
Them.
Some,
we
some
raised
of those
money.
Highlights of what they did to raise money.
Well, we
and
had.
I've heard about this. This will be interesting.
We had auctions. I remember auctioning off baskets, dinner. You know, we put together a picnic dinner or lunch, and then the women did, and then the men bid on them. Hopefully the husbands paid enough to get their own wife's dinner, but not in every case. I remember Lloyd Baker bidding on someone's and beating out the husband.
Oh,
don't remember. I don't remember whose it was.
One of the fun fundraisers.
Yes, and they, I don't know, there were just all kinds of things. We were always doing something. We collected. They from somewhere got clothes from some overstock, and we sold those. And my kids wore a lot of those little outfits for several years. They were handed down. And then we did a lot of the work. I remember, I guess, our bishop and his wife would have a list of, these are the chores that need to be, these are the things that need to be done, so I did quite a lot of staining, wood staining.
Just to help.
Yeah.
Well, part of it, if you don't participate financially, you can help with your time and effort.
Well, and both, actually.
Both. That.
I had a very frightening experience doing that.
Oh.
We were up above the stage, staining, and it wasn't a ladder, it was, what do you call that?
Just a lift of some type.
Yeah, and it was two level. And so I was up there staining away, and I took a step off of that and went down about 5 inches, and I thought I was a goner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was awful.
You survived that. Helping to construct the church, helping to put it back together.
Yeah.
If you were to, as we close out, any thoughts in general about the Etna Ward this Sunday, this past Sunday, actually, as people listen to this, that will have been the final time for church in that building. Any thoughts on that? As someone who has, that's been a part of your life for 55 years, Holly Bateman Moore with us here on SVI.
It's going to break my heart. And another problem is the church is going to, you know, it's right up next to my property. I've got a front row seat to the destruction.
Oh, you'll get to those memories. This will be a difficult month or two for you.
I'm trying to think of where I can go while they take that building down so I don't have to watch. Because, you know, it's heart-rending.
Closing thought, having that as part of your life, your family's life, and your neighbor's life for all those years.
We all have to accept change, and I have. Doesn't mean it's easy.
Wish you all the best with that, and appreciate all the memories you've shared with us, and wish people in the Aetna area all the best as we actually bring several communities together now at Aetna for church services. Holly Bateman Moore, SVI Media.